Now let's talk television. If this were a show, you would cue the sad music or maybe an explosion. In any case, you could call it a TV massacre. The big broadcast networks canceled at least a dozen shows last week, and more cuts are expected to be announced this week, including the last version of CSI left on the air, CSI Cyber. The moves came a week before an event known as the TV Upfronts, where the broadcast networks announced their schedules for the fall to advertisers in New York. We wanted to talk about just what these cancellations might mean, so we've called NPR's TV critic Eric Dagans. Hi, Eric.
I'm still banging my head to that Who theme of cyber. Excuse me.
Is that
if
what
you hear
that
some
was?
Noise.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
So what other big shows got canceled? And does the list give you any sense of what the networks have planned?
Well, one of the big cancellations, I think, was this show called Castle on ABC. It'd been on the air for like 8 seasons, and there was a lot of behind-the-scenes negotiation to try and bring it back, but ABC decided they weren't interested. They didn't even get a farewell season to say goodbye to the fans, and some of the fans were upset anyway because the female lead on the show was written out of the show, and so the show was kind of in a controversial place anyway, and they didn't bring it back. ABC actually got rid of a lot of shows. They got rid of 6 shows last week, including Nashville, which, you know, was a nice little soap opera about the music business, but it only had a small following. Shows like Marvel's Agent Carter and the musical Gallivant, and then, of course, The Muppets, right? So they tried to revive The Muppets as this sort of modern take on these characters that we all loved, and unfortunately it didn't work so well. And I think we actually have a clip.
Can I get a hot towel, please? And a calzone?
Somebody call for a calzone?
Kermit? What are you doing here?
Well, I'm here, Piggy, because I know. I know it's risky, and I know I want to try anyway. And on top of all of that, I know that this airline does not serve pre-flight calzones.
Yeah, you're right.
Didn't work.
Yeah, I kind of see your point there. Yeah.
Yeah, so they changed the showrunner on this show. They tried to sort of revamp it and relaunch it in the middle of the season, and it just did not take. People did not want to see these characters that they love sort of recast as these contemporary sad sack kind of figures.
You know, we mentioned earlier that CBS is canceling CSI. This is the first time in many years that a CSI show is not on the air. And do you think there's any conclusion to be drawn from that?
Even the longest running franchises kind of have a shelf life. So this is going to be the first time in 16 years that we have not had a CSI series on CBS. And that's quite a run. Now, if you look over on NBC, of course, there's still Law & Order over there, which has been on the air in one form or another since 1990, if you can believe it. And CBS,
I know, it's like a member of the family. Like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That show is probably older than the children in a lot of households that watch it. But this new CSI show, I don't think it really caught on with viewers and with fans. And I think the concept itself had kind of gotten exhausted. I mean, we'd had CSI and CSI New York and CSI Miami, and all of those are off the air. There's no sign that TV is totally done with franchises. You know, NBC's got the Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire thing going on. But CSI definitely ran its course, and it is headed off to that great rerun in the sky.
Anything you're particularly happy that was saved?
Oh, well, yes. I had to say American Crime, which I thought, you know, started out promising in its first season, but really blossomed in its second season on ABC from former NPR contributor John Ridley. We have to say that.
Oscar winner.
Exactly. It got renewed. And so it was good to see ABC continue its commitment to diversity because it's a diverse show. And John Ridley is one of the rare African-American showrunners and show creators in network television. But it also was a great show. And I think when the Emmys roll around, we're going to see some more nominations for American Crime because they upped their game this year.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Dagans. Eric, thank you.
Always a pleasure.